How you doing, lovely people? My name is Noel Michael Smith, and you're listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Today is going to be a difficult show for me. I'm telling you this straight up here and now, because I'm not 100%. I'm going to tell you why here, because an incident happened in my class today, and it's something that doesn't normally happen. Let me tell you the story first of all. I'm teaching my class. Before I go on here, I'm going to say I'm so glad I have my podcast and my YouTube channel so I could vent these types of incidents here without getting any repercussions, because this is my baby. This is what I do. I say what I like here within reason, right? Because I get cut off and taken off air if I were to discriminate against anybody, but that's not my bag. I don't do that. I love all people. That's what this podcast is about. It's about loving all people. Everyone, in my opinion, are the same. We are one fabulous, loving human race. Despite what you may see and hear out there, we are a loving human race. Okay, so here's the thing. So I'm going to be calling certain people out, not by name, but if you listen to this podcast, you know who you are. So I do fitness classes, and my fitness classes have martial arts. They have a martial arts connotation to them. We have four punches, four kicks, but I'm going to be concentrating on the kicking aspect of my classes here today. Now, our kicks are fast and rapid. There are no bars held. We punch and kick, and we do it rapidly. So with that said, there's a technique there where we do a jump jack, or we do one jumping jack, come down with our feet together, and then do a roundhouse kick with one leg out to the side. It may be the right leg, and then we do a jumping jack, then we bring the feet down, and then we'll kick out with the left leg. So there it continues, left, right, left, right. That's the technique that's in question today. And it's not so much the technique that's in question, it's what the technique can bring if someone doesn't do the right thing in the class. The class was full, and a lady decided to take her jumper off at that moment. Hey, who knows? We can get hot any time in the class and have the urge to want to take this clothing off. Heck, it happens to me. I get hot. Oh, I've got to take my shorts. If I take my shorts off, it'll be exposing my underpants. That won't be a good thing to do in a class. Anyway, I generally take my pants off, and then I've got my short pants on underneath it. And then because I get really hot, I just got to take my hoodie off if I got my hoodie on and have my skin exposed to the elements. So when I'm moving around, I'm not feeling all claustrophobic and hemmed in by clothes. I understand that. I understand that you got to take your clothes off. However, you must be aware and look to see what's going on before you move from the place where you are to the back or the front or the side and place your jumper, pants, socks, shoe, whatever it may be. Because the issue is moving from A to B and walking through people that are doing their kicks. Now, there are a lot of people in my class that are accomplished low food fitness practitioners. And those are the people that you want to wish are beside you when you decide to walk away and go and put your jumper down. Because they are the people that will see it just in the nick of time and pull out of the kick. But there are people in the class that will not. And you'll get kicked in the head, chest, stomach. And I grant you this, you will be going off to hospital. And some part of you will be damaged. If you're going to put your coat, or you keep saying coat, no one wears a coat in my class. If you're going to put your jumper to the side, you have to wait for the moment. You've got a mirror in front of you. Wait for the moment. This is stupidity to walk through a class that's got kicks flying all over the place. Would you do that in a martial arts class? It's just stupidity. I cannot emphasize this enough. It's the ultimate in stupidness. Now, I have my own classes that I run. So the class that I'm talking about will be a class in a health club. A health club that people pay to become members of, and they pay a monthly subscription. This particular health club, from what I've heard, I've never signed up to a health club ever in my life because I've worked in them all my life. or my adult life anyway. And this health club, everyone I speak to, has a different price point, right? Everyone's been charged differently. I don't understand that. You're in a club, everyone's using the same facilities. Why isn't it the same price? But that's not for me. That's not my business. That's not for me to answer or for me to concern myself with. But what I will say is that I run classes in community halls, church halls, social clubs, what's the other thing, scouts huts. I run classes in establishments like that. These are my classes. People go onto my website or they see a flyer by word of mouth. Either way, they come to my class and they pay me via subscription, or if they're beginners, they'll pay for cash for the first 4 weeks. Those people would not be walking into somebody doing a kick if they're in my low-food fitness workout, because I've conditioned them and I'm tough on those guys and I don't have to worry about offending. Yeah, offending, because people get offended so easily nowadays. So here's the thing. I stopped the class. Could we have a 30-second break between the two, stopping one set of music, which is the house stuff, and starting the next set of music, which is the drum and bass stuff. And in that time, I took a longer break to tell the class and give them the implication of walking through the class when kicks are flying around. I broke it down and used one of my students to demonstrate what happens when you get kicked. I was a person being kicked in that circumstance. I didn't kick my student. So anyway, I took that opportunity in the break in the class, because I didn't want to stop the flow of the class as it was going on, to demonstrate. I'm saying this generally to everyone that's in the class, so everyone could hear it. Not just the woman in question or the people in question. Everyone could hear it. In fact, I've just come up with an idea. I do a tutorial at the beginning of the class. I'm going to start saying it at the beginning of the class in every single class, so I don't have this issue going forward. Anyway, with that said, I got complaints, would you believe it? You cannot tell a soul a thing now, even if you're using passive teaching. That's what that is. So I've got to run this podcast and send it out to the universe so that people understand my point of view and understand that they cannot come to the class and just turn off their brain and walk through the class in that way. My students that do my classes, that I rent the hall and then they come and do the class, I class them as my pupils. So if I offend them, simple, don't come back. You got a choice. They've always come back, even if I do say something that they're not doing right and they should know better. They still come back because they know, what do they know? I love them. I've got their best interests at heart. I don't say this stuff to be malice. I haven't got a malice bone in my body. All I want is the people that I teach to be the best version possible of themselves. Now, my troopers or my troops that do my classes or have done in the past know the way I teach, know what's expected of them. For instance, I'll give you a little example. Come to one of my classes. If you belong to any of the health clubs that I work in, come to one of my other classes just once in one of the halls. And you will see that my girls are stretching out, limbering up, and getting themselves ready for more intensive exercise. And that's the key here. They've got self-awareness and they're proactive. They know what's expected of them when they come to my class, and they know how to conduct themselves. You don't walk out in front of somebody when they're kicking and the class is tight and you can't get through the gap. What kind of stupidity is that? The worst thing about it is that after stopping the class, as I said, I stopped the class and gave a demo of how not to do the walking through. I heard from one of the other ladies that, and hearsay is not a good thing, unless you hear it from the horse's mouth, but hey, I can believe this happened. To do a roundhouse kick, you've got to stagger. When you stagger, there is no room. You've got to maneuver in between like a maze. There's no serious gaps for anyone to pass. So you've got to wait until the kick finishes. And then, as we're doing our punches or any other aerobic move, you should join back into the class at that moment. I just saved you from getting your head kicked in. If you're doing body pump or Zumba or any of the other systems, that's their business. It's down to the teacher. You're in my class, it's clearly down to me. So if I say, tone that down or pick that up or go harder, go softer. Listen to what I'm saying because I know what I'm doing. Do you realize you cannot tell people off anymore without them taking offense? There's this telling off thing. If somebody told you off and you had no allegiance to that person, you didn't go to their class, you didn't go to their school, they're not a family member, and they're putting their 50p's worth in, tell them to go and take one. That's what you should do, yeah? However, if you have respect for this person, i.e. it's your teacher, your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, friend, you've got respect for that person, and that person say, look, Gloria, Angela, Jennifer, Susan, I'm just plucking some names out there. If it's your name, then it's you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. None of these names actually are any particular person to weigh in on this conversation anyway. So as I was saying, if you've got respect for this person, then by all means, you've got to listen, right? They're trying to help you out. You listen. And that's how it works. You listen to the person that you have respect for. Billy Blanks and Tony Lloyd are my main instructors, and I listen to these guys. I've got my own mind. They've got the expertise in that art, in their line of work, kickboxing and kung fu and taekwondo and other forms of martial arts. Yeah, of course I'm going to listen to those guys because they're my instructors. I've been around a while, and they've been around before me, so they've got all of this wisdom that I love to feed on. So I listen to those people. But members in private health clubs, it's like you can't talk to these guys. And it's corporate. And I'm not a corporate kind of guy. I work in a corporate industry, but I'm not employed by a corporate. So if I bounce, then I'm fine. I could bounce anytime. That means leave. I could bounce anytime. It's when I'm telling somebody something, I want them to listen to what I'm saying because I've been around a while and I've got expertise in my field. You know what I'm saying here? There's a thing called self-awareness. And I push this into my students all the time. Have self-awareness. See what's happening around your surroundings. Don't work blind. When I teach my Tai Chi classes, do you know people watch me so much they cannot even take a step forward properly? Think about that for a minute. Something they've been doing since they were 2 years old, probably younger if they were an advanced kid, right? But walking around two, you know, you hang up on your shelf and your chair and you walk. I don't know if you can remember that far back. I can. So you know what? Some people don't believe me, but sometimes I remember things when I'm in the womb. Remember what my mum said and stuff like that. I have spoken to my mum about this and she said, yes, that was true. I did say this and that while I was pregnant with you. Yeah, you know, I'm great, man. I'm great like that. So as I was saying, have self-awareness. See what's happening around you. Don't just walk in blind. It's just the way it is. Do you know the reason why I'm hard on you? The reason why I brought this to your attention and I'm hard on you is because I love you. I love fellow man. I love mankind. I adore people because people are all so interesting. You are all interesting. I know people with beautiful little kids. I know people at the clubs with big kids, grown up. And then there's many of you out there that I just love bringing this content to, sharing my feelings with you. But just to sum up, I like to keep you all safe. So when you come to my class, I make sure you're spaced out properly and that you can see me all good and well and you're moving in the same direction as I am, not listening to some funky music in your head and you don't know what it is, so you're moving around at different stages. No, we're a unit, we're a team, like a train. The moral of the story is that I love all people and we don't leave people behind, we bring them with us, so everyone is safe together, everyone builds together, everyone develops their stamina together. We are a unit, we're a team, we're a loving cluster of people. I'm going to be signing out now, and I require you to use your self-awareness, your peripheral vision, and feel as well. We've still got a primal instinct in us. We'll do a podcast on primal instinct another time, but we've still got that in us, which means we feel things. We feel when something isn't right. Yeah, girls, boys, I'm going to be signing out now because I've got to get in my bed and have an early night. I see you all. You ready for this? I'll see you all next time. Take care of everything you have. My name is Noel Michael Smith, and you've just been listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. See you soon. Bye.